What I said was that the people in that room would not want a third to two-thirds of the teachers teaching their own children. And, of course, the UFT representative took exception to that.
How does that square with research that was presented showing that maybe 5 or 6% of teachers are really, really bad and should be pushed out, but the vast majority are really mediocre and need help to improve?
I don't think there's a conflict. I mean, essentially, most of us don't want our kids taught by mediocre teachers. I'm not suggesting a third to two-thirds of the teachers ought to be dismissed or can't get better. What I am saying is that only about a third of the staff at the moment are people of such sufficiently high caliber that the folks at this conference, at least, indicated they would send their own children to. I would imagine the middle third are people who could easily become that with the right kinds of supports, and then we've got to take a really hard look at the bottom third, and some of those people can make it in the profession, and some of those people really ought to be doing something else.
How do you then go about reaching those who you think could be better and directing the right resources to them, especially at a time of budget cuts?
What we heard today, the entire purpose of the conference was to suggest that teacher-to-teacher collaboration is one of the primary ways teachers can get better at their profession. We also heard things about peer review that the system needs to explore better. Most principals will tell you we've got to find time during the regular teacher's schedule, the regular school day, to find teachers to meet and work together collaboratively. And I, in my comments, at the very least, suggested some restructuring ideas so that schools can be built around teams of teachers who are responsible and accountable for manageable numbers of kids.
One thing that you suggested, though, is that the large high school is failing too many students and that it would be more manageable for principals to have a staff of 20 or so teachers the way it would be more manageable for a teacher to have a class of 20 or so students.
Yeah, actually what I said was the number of teachers in the school is the principal's class, and that we ought to be mindful of the number of teachers that a principal can work with effectively, which is why I and the system has promoted small schools, and we've created over 400. That's not to say that we don't have some outstanding large schools.
What do you see with having to lay off 6,500 teachers? How will that affect the quality of the teaching force?
It's going to be a devastating blow to the system. None of us have seen anything like this since the mid-1970s. It took years for some schools to recoup what the chancellor's proposed, and what I wholeheartedly agree with, is firing people simply on the basis of how long they've worked in the system rather than how productive they are in moving student achievement. Is not a rational way of exacting these layoffs. And we continue to be in talks with the teachers union to try to get to a point where the people laid off are, in fact, our weakest teachers, and we have an opportunity to retain our best.